Todd and Alex with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Just one more show before we head to Chicago for Big Ten Media Day, and that means two more stops on the KGYM countdown to kickoff tomorrow. We'll wrap things up by taking a look at the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, but today it's Ann Arbor as we visit with a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the one and only Dan Dierdorf. Dan was kind enough to join us last year, a member of the University of Michigan broadcast crew once again, and proud alum of the University of Michigan. And Dan, first question right off the bat, what's Jim Harbaugh going to do at quarterback this year?
Well, first of all, I see that Michigan is just a filler until you get around to that exciting show on Rutgers. So,
yeah, well.
I'm very pleased to serve as, you know, some sort of stopgap there. You know, we live to serve in Ann Arbor.
We know how to go out on top. We said we had to save Rutgers for last.
Yeah, that's a good call. Must have been, did you flip a coin with Maryland or Illinois?
We had Maryland was yesterday,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think there's anyone who follows Michigan football who doesn't think that the odds-on favorite to be the quarterback when we open up at Notre Dame is going to be anybody other than Shea Patterson. He's got the most experience. His skill level is pretty darn high, and everyone in that, we're all excited to see what he can do. It's no secret we've had really inconsistent play at the quarterback position for years. And if he can make the quarterback position one of strength, we will be formidable.
And that's where I want to start at the quarterback position, because I know a lot's been made about the passing game over the past few years and the rotating quarterbacks. Wilton Spate had been injured at times, and I go back to a couple years ago when we had you on right before the Iowa game. Wilton Spate got injured in that game, and kind of things spiraled out of control at the end of that season. But how excited are Michigan fans with it, at least just the thought that there might be a as you put it, formidable quarterback stepping in and Shea Patterson, who's had some success at the Power Five level?
Well, I think everybody's very excited. We have had two overarching areas of concern probably for the last 5 years. And one has been the quarterback position, and the other has been our offensive line. And, you know, they're linked. Anyone who knows anything about football, they are truly the hand and glove. And we've not had the offensive line play that we're used to at Michigan. Michigan just every year would have another number one draft pick on the offensive line, and we stocked the NFL for years. And quite frankly, everyone's been disappointed in our performance up front. We've been one some of the worst in the nation when it comes to sacks, tackle for loss, and a great offensive line can make an average quarterback look pretty darn good. The same with average running backs. And I know that if we get better offensive line play, we will get better quarterbacking play, regardless of who's back there. But Shea Patterson has shown that he's the kind of a guy. He's very creative, very innovative, a guy that's very comfortable outside the pocket. And we haven't had one of those guys in a while.
You got a pretty good running back in Kieran Higdon coming back again this year. Hawkeye fans know him. He was almost an Iowa Hawkeye, but he'll be running behind that offensive line. What are the expectations for the ground game this year?
Well, we've got two quality guys coming back that last year they signed for, I think, over 1,600. Chris Evans is a little shiftier than Higdon, a little more prone to go to the sideline. So between the two of them, we're very solid. We're solid at tight end. We're solid at we got a chance to be great at wide receiver. And then, of course, you know, I'll wait for you to lead to the other side of the ball, but that's where we've got a chance to be special.
Well, I want to go circle back around to the offensive line for a second, because that was an area where a lot's been made about Jim Harbaugh in the offseason of reevaluating the entire program and making changes as needed. And that meant a change at offensive line coach. Ed Werner comes in. He previously was the offensive coordinator and offensive line coach at Ohio State. How big of a leap does that unit need to take this season for the offense to take a leap with it?
Well, I think we're not talking about minute little percentages here. They need to be a lot better. They all know it, and they've committed themselves to it. That you're right. Tim Drevno was our offensive line coach. He was with Jim Harbaugh with the 49ers. He was with Jim Harbaugh at Stanford. They go way back. And so that was a big move for Coach Harbaugh to make that move. I'm sure that he didn't do it, you know, without some real disappointment that he had to tell a friend that his services weren't needed anymore. But Warner's just had success no matter where he's been. And he's not the first guy that coached at Ohio State who finds himself coaching at the University of Michigan. We had some guy named Schembechler. We had some guy named Gary Moeller. This isn't the first time that someone who's coached for the Buckeyes is now coaching in Ann Arbor.
Pro Football Hall of Famer and College Football Hall of Famer Dan Dierdorf joining us on the program for a few more minutes, taking a look at his beloved Michigan Wolverines. He wants to talk about the defense. The former offensive lineman wants to talk about the defense. So, Dan, I'll let you. I'm looking at the preseason depth chart that I've got. They traditionally bold returning starters, and I'm staring at a lot of bolded names here. Is there a weakness on the defensive side of the ball for Michigan? And if there is, what is it?
If there was one level of play last year, one area that I think where we could show some improvement would be at the safety position. There were times last year that our safeties, good run supporters, but sometimes got singled out where they had to do some man coverage because our defensive coordinator is extremely aggressive, plays the vast majority of his defenses require man coverage in the secondary, and there were a few times that we got exposed and got burned. That would be the only. We are strong at the corner position, strong at linebacker. We're exceptional on the defensive line, and we were young last year, and we knew that they were coming back with a ton of experience, and you're used to good defense there in Iowa. We're used to good defense in Ann Arbor as well, but this group has a chance, in my mind, to be extraordinary.
Now, I want to go back a year because we came into the season last year talking about the defense having to replace 9 starters from the previous year, and yet last year they were one of the best defenses in the country. We're talking about what they can possibly do this year, but is this the area where Jim Harbaugh has stockpiled the most talent in recruiting?
Well, yeah, I think so. We've got a number of 5-star guys over there. We've got lots of NFL caliber players over there. We've got 2 quality defensive ends. We've got one of the best middle linebackers in Devin Bush in the middle, a guy that goes sideline to sideline, and they love playing for Don Brown. He is he's a Rex Ryan type of a coordinator. Scheme-wise, he loves to bring overload blitzes. It's no secret. We are not going to sit back in a cover 2 and rush 4 people. If you're going to play against Michigan, you better learn how to recognize the blitz, pick up the blitz, and deal with it because he is bringing it time after time.
So you mentioned those 2 quality defensive ends. I want to talk about one right now, Rayshon Gary. He's taken really good he's improved every year that he's been in the program. Is this the year where he has a chance to step in and be that game-breaking, disruptive, All-American type defensive end?
Well, his stats aren't glossy in terms of sacks and all this and all, but he gets double teamed almost every snap, and he really frees up everybody else. Rayshon Gary is an extraordinary physical talent. He's a 4.55 40 guy at 287 pounds. When they do all the shuttles, they have the standard shuttles that the NFL uses at the combine. Rayshon Gary's times in the shuttles would have led every other defensive lineman at the combine the last 2 years. That's what kind of an athlete this guy is. He was the number one recruit in America his senior year in high school. It was a big deal when he committed to Michigan. He's a good kid. He's a great student. And this is going to be his junior year. And let's not kid ourselves. This is probably his final season in Ann Arbor. There's no way he doesn't. I mean, he'll be a high number one draft pick next year. And I don't know how he's going to stay in college.
Dan, last question before we part ways with you. Michigan comes into the season riding a three-game losing streak and then has to open at Notre Dame. How critical, just for the morale of Michigan fans, will a victory be in South Bend in week one?
Well, it's no secret that we struggle for words to talk about how disappointing things have been. If you watch every one of our games, you realize that there's a reason why we lost those games. And a lot of it just wasn't great quarterback play, or our quarterback got knocked out. Wilton Spade ended up in the hospital last year, got knocked out for the entire season. Brandon Peters comes in the Wisconsin game. He gets knocked out basically for the rest of the year. So we've been close. We're in the Eastern Division. Don't tell me that deep down inside you guys aren't really pleased that you're in the West. Who wants to be over there with us, with Penn State and with Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan? It is brutal. And then on top of it all, what we're facing this year is all three of our rivalry games are on the road. We have to go to Notre Dame, to Michigan State, to Ohio State. And then we have Wisconsin, Northwestern, Nebraska. We play one of the five hardest schedules in college football this year. And yet, amazingly, we're optimistic. Go explain that to somebody.
Dan, you left out Rutgers when you were running down the teams in the East.
Well, you know, I know. And we got Maryland, too. But the reality is the Eastern Division is backbreaking.
It is.
And I need somebody to explain to me, you know, you play a crossover team from the other division. Who does Iowa play 6 years in a row? You got somebody from the East. Who did you guys get?
The team that I think Iowa has wound up with is Penn State, I think, been on the schedule
okay.
A lot.
You guys lost the lottery, too. Well, that's what happened to us. We got Wisconsin 6 times in a row, and Ohio State got Illinois. Wow. We have a tough schedule opening up at South Bend. It's great for college football. I'm glad we're doing it. But, you know, there's two quality programs that somebody's going to be 0-1. And if we can win that game, if we could go to South Bend and win, we could really take off. We haven't won a big game on the road in a long time.
You heard it right here. Dan Dierdorf says circle November 10th at Rutgers on Michigan's schedule for a big road win. Dan, we appreciate the time.
Nothing like a big game at Piscataway.
That's right. Thanks a lot. And, hey, give Brandy our best, would you?
Okay, you got it. All right, thanks a lot.
Dan Dierdorf, the Hall of Famer, joining us, the color man since 2014 on the University of Michigan broadcasts. And we will wrap up tomorrow by heading to Piscataway and talking a little Rutgers football. This